or the extent is small, so we, you know, send a letter, or... Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, it's been presented to them. They walked out there with the consultant.
For 3 years I've been doing some of
that.
Did they disagree with the findings, or did they agree?
I don't know, I haven't, there's been no big jumping up and down. They don't seem to be that concerned about it, because, you know, it's, to them, they're doing business, and, you know...
I'm not sure.
Right. Yeah. So, it's just, I think the residents say, hey, we set a center line to stay away from our homes. We just want to make sure that that happens. And that, to me, that's an extremely valid point. You don't put something in law and then just say, well, you know, okay, so what, they went over. You know,
that... I agree with what you're saying, but the extent that the cops went over should be part of that process.
Well, absolutely.
If the first street was reconstructed.
Yes, it was.
So there's dispute as to whether the center line stayed where it was originally, or if it was moved and put in the pumping station down there, or put in the sewers. We don't have a definite answer.
We've been over and over the fact that you all don't know where the center line is. And I've acknowledged that in saying that I would put that point in there. And my point keeps being, you can make your argument, I don't think that street moved 9.6 feet.
I think Jesse had that question. And regardless of Marty's letter,
Jesse's comment was, I'm not here to determine the engineering issue, but yes, there is that fact that they do have the 650 feet on a vertical plane.
All right, we need to move on. Mr. Deedle's had a really long day. He's been so patient. He worked so hard for us. And
only 12.
Yeah.
I make a motion that we give him gold plated recommendation.
Well, carefully make a motion on the record, then we have to do something with it. So,
if it hopefully doesn't get a second, it doesn't get.
All right.
And then this is his report coming up.
So, what are we?
Okay, so we're on item 5, consideration for a suggested resolution via detailed write up for the Common Council related to the survey and the center line of 53rd Street. I'm going to suggest that the motion be made to allow the Quarry Monitoring Committee chair to put together, to draft a council action sheet for a recommendation to the Common Council relating to the matter on the 51st Street Center Line, taking into consideration the points and questions.
Wait,
don't add the motion until we state the motion.
The
points and considerations discussed by the Quarry Monitoring Committee meeting. By the Quarry Monitoring Committee. Okay. That's the suggested motion. If we would like to go with that, we can vote on it. If the motion is out there, if you want to amend the motion, we'll need a second to the motion to legally amend the motion, because I made the motion. It's not been seconded yet. Is there a second to the motion that's on the floor right now? Well, I seconded it before discussion. If motion could fail, motion could pass, but if you have a second or no second,
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a second to discussion, and we have Alderman Barber first and Commissioner Flores.
I would agree with the motion if it is brought back to this committee for final review before it went to the council.
Okay.
I think we should come back first, because how do we know how the Common Council will vote?
Well, we don't know how the Common Council will vote.
So we need to come back first.
And we will have to have it back at the very next meeting, so we can get it in the council packet for when the item is on the agenda, which is the update is the second meeting in March. I don't know what all the timeframes are.
But you should have a final say, because we're the ones that know most, the most about it.
About the write-up to the staff.
I mean, it didn't just happen so fast, I mean, what can we claim write-up?
I'm fine with it coming back. That's perfectly appropriate. So I will add that to my motion, and Mr. Knipple, will you accept the amendment to the motion? Is there any other discussion on this? No other discussion on the motion. We'll vote on the motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposed, the motion carries. Give myself another job. All right. The next one. Status report on the review of the PDD ordinances by the Common Council. I think the PDD... it's probably going to come up when they look at what the PDD says about the 51st Street. So they may have to come together at the same time. I don't know whether the whole PDD will be discussed, or if that's a completely separate issue.
What item am I on?
I'm on
six.
Item five. Sub
six. So right now I just have it as a status report that the council did approve having the PDD come back, and that's the other large item, probably the largest item for the citizens, is they want the council to review what the PDD says about amendments, blasting areas, such like that. And I'm sure I'm not going to be able to direct that council action sheet very well, because there's all kinds of people who don't want to see that happen. So that's just an update on that one. Any other discussion? Okay. Status report on the quarry monitor, or the on the update of the quarry reclamation plan. That was recommended by approval. So the motion included bringing the reclamation plan forward to the Common Council as well. That is the only status update. I haven't known what this to do, and I don't know.
No one has a plate in the list of things to do.
Did you go to the public hearing?
Jesse gave me that information sometime last year. So
well,
back in my court sometime, so.
My guess is, correct me if I'm wrong on this, Mr. Beal, but I think the appropriate thing to do would be to comply with the council motion to bring it to the council, and then make the council's recommendations say to take it to the Plan Commission for public hearing at a certain date. Because if the reclamation plan really goes to the Plan Commission. But in order to direct it to the Plan Commission, the council could do that as one of their update items.
Yeah, the council or the mayor set the priorities.
Right. But I mean, if we're going to comply with the motion, which says to bring it back to the council, the action sheet could simply say, here's the reclamation plan, the recommended motion is to send it to the Plan Commission and do a public hearing. Or, you know, it could also be review it and make your corrections too, but, well, the public hearing happens, Plan Commission holds that public hearing, and then I believe it would probably come back to the council for a final vote. But it would at least, you know, give the council a heads up of, here's what it is, you know. Without having it come to the council, and there's really no direction to get it on the Plan Commission agenda. So if we want, you know, we're supposed to have one adopted, and then we're supposed to update it 5 years. At last, I was looking through my drafts, and I had like a 2015 draft for the reclamation plan is still hanging out there, so I think it's really important that comes to council. so they can get a copy of it. So when you put together the action sheet, or is that, does that sound appropriate to you? That
I guess if I don't have to do anything to it, it's as is, no changes, no recommendations, it's just as is, and then the council can decide what to do and whip that together. If I have to add something about wells and stuff like that, I don't have the time.
No, but that's a public hearing, and so the public hearing, those items can also be adjusted. Mm-hmm. Citizens mm-hmm. can go and they can have a look at it. And
first, it would be up to the council.
Right, but
first,
I was going to say, you won't have to add anything to it because it can all be discussed before the planning commission. You don't have to do it at the council.
I'll have to give them the request if they're going to talk about it.
To the council?
Planning commission.
Oh, of course, the planning commission. Yeah, but you have to do it eventually anyway, the planning commission or the council.
But that's, I thought we were going straight to the council to have them direct me to do it. And when to do it.
Or to accept it or do it.
No.
No, it has to go back to the council.
It has to have.
And then that's the part where I'll say, yes, that's the proper procedure, but then I would have to prepare a report. The planning commission has not had all these conversations about it. They need to be brought up to speed.
Just make a little commissioner.
Does the as-is version contain the quarry corrections or the quarry suggestions? If the last step I heard is that the quarry had it, they made some suggestions and then do that to you. Is that incorporated into the address?
It's all been put together.
Just the quarry monitoring committee's motion, and then referencing that last phone call to action. That's all.
Which we already made that motion to send it.
Didn't the quarry have some input into that? That they wanted the last year that you were going to incorporate into it?
It was incorporated. They were sitting at the table for a year.
Oh, I know.
Every time they made something, they got to put their changes in.
The last
they got
step,
more changes in than the quarry monitoring committee did.
The last step before it went to you for hearing was that the quarry did some minor changes to that document, and you were going to incorporate that into it. Is that in there now, or is it as-is, what's the sense?
I haven't checked that out.
I thought we saw the last draft and we made a recommendation to send it to the council.
That would be my guess, but I don't know.
But regardless, it's going to the council as it is, because that's what the motion is. And Mr. Reed, should we have to do one more time? I'm sure the planning commission, there's some smart people on there. They'll have their own suggestions and input to that. So. So you really would be bringing that forward. You could just make a note that you have the discussion and you know that it comes back to the council. As is.
For that same second meeting in March?
Well, I don't think I want all of them on at the same time. It's just going to be council meeting tomorrow, and I would maybe put the one on the council agenda. This is a simple one for recommendation. It's just basically recommendation.
But it's due tomorrow morning. I thought you wanted me to do it sooner than the second meeting.
No. The first meeting.
Oh, okay.
Of course, there's two more meetings in February.
Because I got quarry stuff. And
right.
I have ballpark comments at 9 o'clock tomorrow, but somebody's meeting with me the apartments before that. And I've been quickly called back by
you. You've got this council meeting with
about a whole month there.
And then
a month and a half.
Yeah, you have two council meetings in February and two in March, and I'm going to be early for that particular one. Alright. Okay, update from the planning manager about matters between the citizen complaints and the staff's quarry monitoring activities and the consultant's quarry monitoring program. Mr. Deedle.
Not too much to report. There were two complaints. I always look back to since the last committee meeting was only a couple weeks ago. There were two blast complaints, one on January 10th, one on January 15th. Both blasts were on the east side of the quarry. Both blasts were under the PDD limit, as monitored by Payne and Dolan. We did receive a third complaint, the 25th of January, from an individual complaining just about the complaint process, not liking the forms, not liking that they contact staff or Payne and Dolan, and not always getting a phone call. Although I would add that I have always called that person. That was it. And the last blast, I believe, as of yesterday, was on the 22nd of January.
Okay, and Alderman Barber had his comment about how he would like to see the complaint back on those sheets that we used to get,
mm-hmm.
to get those updates where not just four complaints, but all complaints would be stapled together and maybe say open and close complaints.
One of the things that happens is I have the complaint process is established and out there, and I don't get any information back from whether it be a quarry complaint or whether it be a at-large kind of complaint that someone's making about a neighbor or a property. And so I'm not signaling out this. I'd like to see it happen to all of them, but for our purposes, I'd like to see a write-up of maybe the complaints that Joel gets, the people that call him, and if they leave a name, I mean, maybe just tell me how many in volume, but if they leave a name or an address, I'd like that to be, I'd like to know it as an alternate.
Well, that's on that sample information.
Yes.
But we get that how much later in the process. And I'd like, the thing is, I'd like to be able to...
I just gave him the first, I just wanted to speak to him.
Yes, I was not sharing that information before, so Stantec is putting something together. They update it periodically. It is a spreadsheet with all the quarry-related complaints, information that they get from both me and Payne and Dolan. It has all the information that they can get from me and Payne and Dolan, which is all the complaints that I'm aware of. And that is in a spreadsheet. It wasn't until just a month or two ago that they removed people's names and addresses. Remember, it was a city policy when we receive a complaint, we do not give out the person's name or address. Aldermen can privately, individually ask for that information.
That's what
but
I mean.
I can't share that with the committee because if the committee shared it with a private citizen who's not an alderman, because we have citizens on the committee who are not aldermen, that's a violation of the council's policy.
Well, I as an alderman want to know who from my district is making a complaint. If they're willing to give their name and address, I want to know who they are, so if nothing else, I can call them and follow up with that. And that's, because that reflects on me at that point.
So there is no good way for that. Oh, well, I take that back. If you just privately wanted to see the original spreadsheet, any alderman could do it. I just can't share that with you. I can share the version of the spreadsheet that Stantec now has that subtracts the name and address. I can share that with the entire team. But for the part, the original version that has the names and addresses, I can only share that individually with me. So anytime you want to see it, I could email it to you, or I would have to verify that I could email it to you.
Okay. I'd appreciate that.
But you can come in and see it anytime.
Is that timely?
Updated anywhere from a week to 2 weeks behind doing paperwork.
Okay.
I thought you made a valid point on what happened to the complaint compilations that we used to get.
And they do keep updating that. They just must not have, because I get a copy of it every other week. Every 2 weeks I get
a copy. I'm just going to go over the
Would it be helpful, and I do have to acknowledge Marge has a meetup, but would it be helpful, Mr. Weaver, if he's all of them that you all are interested and you might want to send a quick email to your alderman and say, hey, I may have complaints. You know, you can just suggest that during the conversation.
Yep, no, I've not mentioned the committee. I have mentioned Marge's name before.
That's why Marge is getting them all. So there you go, Marge.
But when, usually when I do that, I do say she is busy, but she does care. So.
Well, I try to persist that you don't have to do your name, you can just call. You know?
I tell them that too.
So, Marge, you did have your hand up.
I just wish that we would have more citizens, because I think they could learn so much tonight, about what we have.
Well, one of the things is it was citizen burnout when they have to go to both meetings, and it's kind of important that, because the council actually makes the decisions that really affect them. They're just a recommending body, and they can catch all the information typically at the council.
I know, but it would have been nice, because there were things that they probably would have heard before. But.
Well, the tape will be available, so they can listen to the meeting. And it was pretty cold tonight, so if I have an opportunity, I'm going to stay home as well. I think, do we want to look at our calendars for the next meeting? We need maybe to have one before Mr. Vito needs to have that sheet ready.
What is this? I think it would probably, if we could set up a consistent date, and the time is, like, is it the third Thursday, or fourth Thursday of every month? Is this the third or fourth? Is it the fourth?
Yes.
Now, is this the last? You want to do the last Thursday of in the month?
And everybody can understand that and put it on their calendar as a ongoing meeting date.
What's the date? Well, it would be February 28th or March 29th. And then in April, it ends up on the 26th. Because
March 29th is going to be spring break. A lot of people will be out of town.
February 29th.
It could be a tentative.
Let's tentatively set up the last Thursday of every month for the next 3 months.
Sure.
Contingent upon getting a quorum.
What was the date?
April is the 2nd. You're looking at the last Thursday in April?
Yeah.
25th, that would be then.
Mm-hmm. So then establish the 28th and 28th for March and April then?
Yes.
And yes, we will always confirm the form very early.
Move to adjourn.
Second. Okay. We're adjourned.